Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Community is messy. In our text today, we find reminders of how hard it is to find balance in community and stay rooted in love at the same time. In the gospel, Jesus establishes that the way of the cross is communal, and it is nothing but easy. In community, there's clash between personalities, and worse, people harm and offend one another. He knows that his followers will struggle to put the love that he teaches into practice in the midst of conflict and competing demands. Paul, too, in Romans, writes to a community of believers who are experiencing this struggle. It's a group of culturally diverse people who are also struggling to find a way forward in the midst of conflict. Not everyone shared the same habits, the same way of life, the same points of view, or the same convictions. If you're like me, you can relate a lot to this disequilibrium. We see it in our homes, in our cities, and on our planet. I think it's interesting how for some of us, it took a global pandemic to bring to light the harm that we've done to this delicate balance that we live in with all creation, with our fellow humans, but also our community of all created things, our waterways, our soil, our forests, and even the air we breathe. We saw our impact to creation when in April, the Earth experienced a peak drop of carbon dioxide emissions, about 17%. That's 1 billion tons of carbon dioxide that did not get pumped into the air. It took a global pandemic to get the world to slow down, for individuals, corporations, and countries to change our behavior. But some communities have known long before COVID hit how out of balance we were. Theologian Cynthia Molobeda uses the term climate privilege to talk about how high consuming people and societies experience the least effect of climate change. She documents how people who are what she calls climate vulnerable, that is, people who are most likely to experience the effects of climate change, are mostly people found in the global south and people of color. I saw this firsthand in southern Mexico with an indigenous Mayan community where subsistence farmers no longer receive the rainfall that they used to. And as their corn crops dry up, many families have to seek other ways to survive. planting cash crops like the African palm tree, which doesn't need as much water but decimates the soil in a few years and often leaves families worse off than they were before. Or families would be forced to migrate or send a child or more to look for jobs in the closest city or even to the U.S. They are paying a debt that is not theirs, suffering the consequences of an imbalance that they did not cause. And we, as residents in the U.S., we have the highest carbon footprints per person in the world. Yes, we especially are out of sync with just about every other nation on this earth, and with the whole community of creation. We do not listen to the Earth's plea and our neighbors' pleas to restore the balance among our social, economic, and ecological realities. Rather, again and again, we put ourselves before others. We are out of sync with the community of creation, just like the communities in the texts. What we see is that in the midst of the disequilibrium, Jesus calls his disciples to truth-telling, to listening to those that they've harmed, and to restore what's been broken. In this gospel, we know that the author likes to make connections to Judaism. And in Judaism, the Torah is central. Earlier in Matthew, Jesus says that he came not to end the law, but to fulfill the law. And the law that he is speaking about is the Torah, which we know as the first five books of the Hebrew Scriptures. The Torah is the set of laws that God gave to the Israelites after being liberated from being slaves in Egypt. And God gives them a set of rules to live by so that God's vision for a liberated people would continue and so that they would thrive living in a new land and living in community with each other. The Torah incorporates love of neighbor and extends this love to all of creation. God, through Moses, declares that every 50 years there would be a Jubilee year, which is rooted in the idea of restoring balance. And everyone will return property, they'll cancel debts that are owed them, and also they will let the land rest. And they'll only consume what is produced naturally for a whole year. The Torah lets us know that God's vision for the Israelites is one based on love of neighbor and creation. Using the gospel text or understanding the gospel text in light of the Torah points us to the love of God and love of all creation that should be at the core of how we live and move in the world. And it points us to God's vision of liberated community of creation where balance is restored. Like the communities in our text, we have strayed from God's vision for creation. But God continues to liberate creation and continues to invite us into that work. Because so many people have rested and stayed at home during COVID, we have consumed less, we have driven less, we have traveled less, and as a result, the earth has suffered less. But experts say that we need to keep this going. We need to see the same drop in emissions for years ahead in order to reverse the course of climate change. What would it look like to reach that goal? To come together to continue to give rest to the earth and the lives most impacted by climate change and climate privilege? What if all the climate vulnerable people, all the individuals paying a debt that is not theirs around the world and in our own city, neighborhoods like Lawndale and Little Village, which are the most contaminated neighborhoods in Chicago, what if they're finally able to live with clean air and have one less thing that keeps them from breathing? This year, we have seen what is possible. Let's not let that ball stop rolling. Today marks the beginning of the season of creation, which is a worldwide celebration by our ecumenical faith partners that focuses on prayer and action to protect our common home. This year, it focuses on Jubilee, which you remember is rooted in rest for weary people and creation. And it's rooted in the idea of balance and restoring balance between social, economic, and ecological realities. And so this season of creation, we are invited to enter into prayer and action devoted to restoring the balance of life on earth throughout the 5 weeks and beyond. We've provided some tools in our action guide, and in there you can use the Earth Examine meditation as a way to enter into prayer and to observe the balance of all created things and your role in it. And in that guide, you'll also find two letter writing campaigns to improve air quality through stricter air policies. I urge you to check that guide out and find that those two things that you can do today to restore the balance that God intends for all creation. I admit, climate change seems unattainable and insurmountable, but we have seen what is possible. We have seen what God can do through us. Let's not lose the vision for a healed earth and a fully balanced and a fully restored community of creation where we all have what we need to be well and to thrive. Amen.